to advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
If man is the root of evil, I smoke the whole tree. Run it.
Shut up. Acting has always been there.
Oh, mama, no.
I think it had a lot of topics that South Africa was not ready to touch on.
This is Stadia.
Lights off.
Hands on Tana, guys. Banna super mabo na savanna zola utokangala. It's when the lights went on. Like all you could hear was
the name of the track that you're gonna play for us.
Ghetto Fabulous.
Alright, and the name of the artist?
Zola.
He had the image, he had the persona, that character, that
man, this guy is special. Delivery, he was exceptional.
That album was so hard. It was like so grungy and grimy and just raw. Ah, love it.
Classic. Made Kwaito Cats want to rap.
Through that one album, Zola was the most popular guy in South Africa.
Apla Mantombazan.
Yo, man, this is like the Michael Jackson of Kwaito.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome. This is not a friend of the show.
Nah.
This is a fucking legend
of the show.
Make some noise for Zola 7.
Yes, another
one from Zola.
Hey, you're looking good, man.
Yeah.
From the last time we saw you, eh?
Hey. Takes a while.
Eh?
Eventually, you find her.
What are you eating?
It's always her. That's the key. That's the key. What she's eating. Eating.
Hand, hands,
hands. He found her.
Yeah, he should have proposed.
I'm sorry.
Hey,
watching her faint. Eventually. Mara ngabe uzekile mazo consult.
Ma angitshele, consult manje. Give me advice about marriage. You've got how many wives have you had, man?
One.
Just one.
Yeah. I got to put down my paper. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm a paper.
I'm going to go to the paper. I'm going to go to the paper.
But give me advice, man. Man to man.
Man to man. I'm going to go blow my pants is out and tell her about you smile. No matter if it's why you buy it, you have to smile and approve it. Look at the government.
But it's
so hot later. Then,
oh, you consult him, so listen.
Ah, for him, I'll make an exception.
Wait, you say you've got the gift.
Yeah, I got now. That's what I'm
saying.
Especially for him a lot.
Yeah. He holds a special place.
So you've only been married once?
Yeah.
You've only been married once?
Okay, we get married, guy too, Tina Mazulu. We get married, Lea Belungu, ring in a wedding certificate, and then we get married, Lea Mazulu, which is a lot of cows, a lot of blankets, and a lot of aunties crying, falling all over the floor.
Mm.
So I haven't done that one.
Mm.
So I've done Lea. Yeah, Lea Belungu, a wedding certificate. Lea, it's going to cost much. It's a thing and I'm a sponsor. I mean, I'm looking at a good 500,000. Amazulu mfana atura ngomshado mfana eningu basazithenga dako nalo yabona.
Hey, nice black is the diagonal, the Indian shops by Diagonal Street. It's a street.
Yeah.
Diagonal is a street that you're using. That's in Marshall Town. Close to Bree, yeah.
The idea is to look good for nothing. When's the plan?
Yeah.
Diagonal, downtown, I was telling you, you go there.
Yeah.
But you can tell Anto Shoni, you can buy a blanket for Anto Shoni. You have to buy it. That's what we do for the Zulus.
Are you still with the same wife, the one from Stay Kiniko? Remember when you did the Stay Kiniko thing? You still with the same woman?
Friends are. Yeah.
Ukubonisa ifilimu. Ukhuluma manje ama stack chini, ukubonisa ifilimu.
When's that?
He's still with us. I liked him, man.
That's his interview under the carpet. When's that? And
so you're no longer with him?
Yeah.
You're no longer with him?
The person I'm with, she could be in this room.
You only came with
Tutu. There's your message, Tutu. She looks amazing too. Hey, Tutu, man. Hey.
Did you say Ghost Lady dressed up for you because he heard you looking for another wife?
Ghost Lady, Ghost Writers. Hey, busy studio. Hi. It's spam.
Spam.
Anyway, listen, man, we got you here because we wanted to talk about your. We wanted to talk about your documentary.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, tell us about that, man.
A documentary is out next Sunday, 6 p.m. Izobase S1. Mm. And of course,
SABC 1.
Okay. Yes. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was compiled by that guy, Hel Lapayan.
Mm. Yes. Enzo,
give him a mic. I want the t-shirt, man, with Speaky at it, please, bro.
Because Enzo was telling us off air that it took 3 years for them to do this documentary.
That's
how long it took, ne? Because you were on and off, ne?
Yes, yeah, I'm getting a sick up blind and I'm up, and then we're about to shoot, and I go into a coma again, and then I'm up again, we're about to shoot, I go into a coma, I come back, I'm not looking well, I'm like, okay, put it on hold. So born in 6 months' time, it was a true roller coaster. So eventually, So
is this documentary about your life? Because your life is crazy, man.
Yo. The documentary is about the very beginning of career, musical. It's about mostly about Umzwembe. Yeah. The album. The other things will have to intellectual property.
Mm.
And so a lot of our artists, they go and they shoot things with other companies instead of starting their own companies and shooting things under their own companies.
Mm.
And before you know it, a lot of information is lost. So me lying there watching the ceiling in Seagate all the time to think. So the things that we'll shoot moving on, all of them will be done under my company.
Beautiful.
Nice.
And I think
shout out, lot of,
yeah.
Kuluva Entertainment.
Yeah. Kuluva.
Zolisto.
I think something a lot of artists need to do.
Mm.
Yeah, just be safe.
Ikuluva, Pumava, the name Kuluva.
Ikuluva, Ikamangel Talangel, Let's Otsital, you know, Trevor Sekasi, the original Hustlers, it's far back from Abosofire Town, and the guys who made Plan of the System, and not necessarily the guys who went and worked for Abelu.
Mm.
It's the guys about by Simba, by some parts of the car and everything. So, Mausel Okshin and you're hustling during that system, Ukuluf.
Mm.
Yeah.
And Manje, Mauye Kasin Manje, ne?
Yes.
What do you think of the Kasin now? Like, what's the energy like there right now?
Hey, we're rough.
Ne?
Yes, it was so rough. Something like Zola 7 definitely needs to go back on air.
Oh, yeah.
He said that. Yeah. He said that in the previous Zola interview 7 as well.
Right now. In this climate.
And this generation is asking a lot of questions, and I don't think they are getting the answers. And most of things are about the entertainment, not about the effect. So, he content as a TV. Say shinchile and then kuluma nale out here nule pinching poncho uzizi gotwa and I'm talking 20 meters straight if I'm gonna go into this thing again.
For Zola 7.
Yeah, for
Atin Uzizi.
Uzizi.
Ah,
that's la khele.
Ah, symphony. A symphony.
Even though Oscar in Pinja, coach, you don't have an Oscar or a Grammy. Because you need a Grammy when I know. No, Zizi must understand.
Let's call Zizi. I've got his number.
Do you?
I've got Zizi's
number. I'm going to start that culture.
Let's call it.
He doesn't even see us.
Doesn't
see us here on the podcast at all. Zizi's just arrived.
I've just arrived.
Mac, wait. I've just arrived. There's no money in the budget. Chigi. Grammy is 15 million for Grammy winners. Galatina, Chigi. I've just arrived. City got Zizi got our snag it.
Is it still this number? Is it still this number?
Let's check. With your fan and the
Sfuna Malini, cho.
Yeah,
I think yeah.
Sfuna Malini, Mac.
20 meters. How did you get to the 20 meters?
20 meters.
In 20 meters to get this thing running with this youth here. Sfuna is in. I'm gonna like, especially you guys. Film school is incredibly expensive. I just learned it this is. Year, which you're talking around about 160,000 a year.
A year.
Hello. Henda. 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 Barmin.
Hey,
how are you, Sisi Kotwa?
Azizi!
You live on the podcast. So Penduka is here. Zola 7
We've
is here.
We've just arrived.
Ghost Lady is here.
I don't have an advice for you. You were asking for advice from other people. Congratulations.
Lebu M. Hey, Lebu M, is that you? Lebu M, is that you, Lebu M? Yeah.
Listen, Zizi.
I don't have an advice for you.
Listen, Zizi, we're trying to bring back Zola 7. How can we do that?
Yeah, it's needed in this climate of the country.
No, Kendrana, I'll call him. When do you want him?
He's right here. He's right here. Kulmana.
Eita.
Kuluva.
Vatsera.
I'm going to go to the house.
Voila.
Oh, just like that. It's done. It's done.
Oh, so is he getting? Could never. Is he getting a 20 meter, please, Mzoli? Zizi. Zizi. Hey, my mini. Hey, shout out to Zizi Gondo, man.
So, for example, I built a library, MTAT.
Yeah.
Library in what? Okay. Mm-hmm. In less than 8 years, everything has gone digital. So the library sends a sense.
It's
so the next one I build has to be now. This you guys. That's where you come in. It has to be digital. Families and a Wi-Fi, all of these things.
Internet, everything.
So I'm hoping to find a Zola 7 in every province.
Wow.
I can't do this alone.
Yeah.
So give us a glimpse of what the new Zola 7 would look like.
Every province, I'll find a team of young, budding people. I'll meet them halfway in what they are already doing. And then I'll join them and then I'll try to get a budget for them. Other things, I'll come with them 100%. Other things, ngizothola mhlambe. So I'm not going to be able to run around alone. It's not fair.
Yeah.
So I'll need people in all of those provinces to run with me and help. Maybe in one episode, I might not even necessarily be on TV. Mm. I'll just send other. I'll send you.
Mm.
And you.
We'll run with you.
Yes.
Solar part.
Invite your podcaster.
No, she was an athlete. So we'll run with you.
Solar part.
Barefoot, and that's the story, right?
No company could get to sponsor her.
Remember, Zola Bat's story. She ran barefoot. Zola Bat is an athlete. Then they named the bus after her. We did as black people. Crazy, right? That we as black people. We black people.
There is another bus called Meritech, named after another female run.
For real?
Yep.
Meritech.
Yeah.
Which one is that one?
Elinel Round. So.
Round.
Yeah. That's all I can say.
Was Meritech an all-rounder?
And taking Funan. Should be home as well.
Rusty.
No, wrong.
Bro, you sound so well-read, man. Like, and this one thing I've always appreciated about you. What books can you recommend to us, Njie, as black people, a book or books that black people should read?
I think as a black person, you should go through Indaba, My Children.
Someone stole that book from me. I bought that book in grade 11 and someone stole it from me.
Somebody, it never came back.
Indaba, My Children by Credo Muta. May soul rest in peace, yes.
I think somebody, at some point of your life, you should read The Art of War.
Art of War.
Yeah.
It's a big book. It's one of those books that just teach you on life.
Spiritually, there's a book called Conversations Beyond the Veil, and it's written by a guy called Jasper Swain, who's a great hand of Pumulo. So when you get very sick and you cross over to the other side and you start talking to people on the other side, which that place exists, that's when you start understanding Jasper Swain.
Wow.
But I read the book before I had that experience. So whatever they call it, the afterlife does exist. Especially Molera, especially, and you hear nothing and you taste nothing and you are with other people and you're asking the right questions. So there is Ndaole, Ngale on the other side. Those are books that are important. Ngale waloko ngafunda
Masihambisane.
Yeah.
What's that?
Nepetienpe.
I'm gonna stay.
Everyone flew over me.
I flew over both of us, bro. I'm like, now we understand. The worst and now, Kulu, now you might be this thing. Yes. My son, you signed it.
It's a kiddie's book.
Oh, my son, you signed.
Deeply rooted in apartheid.
Wow.
And designed. Am I allowed to speak freely?
Of course.
Oh, of course. Oh,
to mentally
on,
fuck us up. Mm. Because there were no books that talked about us as Abotaki. And we did not read books that talked about our black presidents that existed in other countries at that time. Instead, they opted to give us Uvon Bismarck, no Hitler. And not Julius Caesar.
Mm.
So if a teacher said there's actually a black president next door, which is Zimbabwe, we naturally would laugh at him.
Mm.
That's shy, many Kenya.
Yeah, black man leading a country. What
are, the black man, what are you talking about?
And you're right, man, because when I was watching Shaka Ilembe, beautiful production,
yeah.
By the way,
yeah.
I was like, why didn't they teach that?
Ilembe.
Some basin. Not Ilembe.
Ilembe.
Yes. Ilembe. What's Ilembe, actually, Zola? Because you're
very... Hey, Leon, I'm in Sazoi Pera. Because
I don't know Ilembe. What's Ilembe?
It's something to do in Kosi, but in Sazoi, Sazoi, and Abatan.
But what's in Kosi?
Yeah. I don't go. No, I'm Sazoi Shai.
Okay, that's fine. And it's good. And you see, that's how you know you're so wise. It's good to say, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll need to find out.
Young Shai.
Wow.
But
man.
When I was watching that, I was thinking, why didn't they teach us this in school?
Bro, so much rich history.
No.
What's Fundisa?
You went Hitler.
I'm a Simba. Hitler Adolf. I even know his middle
Mein Kalf. He called him what Yago Hitler. You were not going to be taught about black icons and black heroes at that point in time because you were being oppressed by a system that from the colonial era into apartheid. If you ask kids, Basekaslam, do they know what Dr. Vilakazi Zubani? They don't know. Yet there's a school called it Dr. Vilakazi. If you ask
in
them
the street.
Yeah. If you ask
a
them what is an Aurora, they don't know. Yet there's a school, there's a girl school called Aurora, but people don't know what Aurora is. So, Sipumaglo system leyo. But I mean, I know good most things, you're not going to get them in a classroom situation. You're going to have to go out there and get them yourself. You got information out there. But high schooling.
Teachers, apart from Ushaka, who are the other people we should know of as young people?
Yo. Inkosi Mpande. Pambata.
You even did a Pambata.
Pambata.
Yes. Even when you come out here, Mr. Sapambata, right? But Pambata was a proper king, man.
And these guys were not old. They were young. I mean, most people don't know what Jesus Christ died at age 33. But they portray umkhulu njengoba. So most of the revolutions, even in the Bible, even historically, they are started by the youth. If you follow also our history, like Unkosi Sobhuza, what was Maswati?
Sobhuza,
yeah.
Man. That's the King Swati's dad. He had like how many wives? He had like 100 kids or something.
All of those things are things that you're going to have to teach your sons and your daughters. They are not in the textbook yet.
Wow.
In fact, the reason why most parents take their kids to the so-called private schools because those things... about Tolan private schools are not offered in our Kasi schools.
Sad. What a sad reality.
Tennis Aiko. You read on Daily Sun, another black child is drowned, suggesting Guti, our kids can't swim. So we need to. I did build a library, Mdeni, children's home. It's been closed for close to 10 years and nobody will explain to me why. So it's not Leon King Ale. Kunabanta Bama in the way you progress. Sakting, I do it.
A library and it's closed. I just asked you books to recommend because people must read, man.
Hey, if we do a digital library, I must understand the new Wi-Fi finally will be available all the time, every time.
Mara, but Elon Musk, he must have 30% disadvantage South Africa for him to open his company here in Starlink.
Mm.
Yeah.
And that provides cheap access of internet, even if you're in the rural areas. Kenya has done it.
Mm-hmm.
South African-born man providing internet at Kenya before us, because Tina City, his company must be 30% disadvantageously owned.
Did we just go political up in here?
Nah, bro.
No, sorry. We love
Zizi. Like we can talk about bitches.
We love Zizi, sure. We love him.
Zizi!
Figure sharp, Balula, sure. But also, these are facts.
Yeah.
And these are resources that can help the average black person. Msansi. I mean, I know what internet means to me. You know what I mean? Like,
daily.
I read a lot, you know, and so, there's books that I will be honest, I didn't even read. I got them on internet PDF read, but they meant a lot to me.
Yeah.
And if the average black South African kid can have these things and access them, because Sekhulia Latina to providing internet to the rural areas.
It's tough. But even then, we need to stimulate the kids via a radio, via television, to direct them to the things that they should be Googling and reading about in the first place.
Yes.
Even if they have Yonkint or they still Google.
But under the Slay Queen.
Whatever has been.
And idolize them.
Nogutu Zolu Jen Namshanje Xen. And in Padang, and Kaolo Fanda.
Yeah.
If I came here, I speak it.
Yeah,
very much.
Funny enough, so
as
well, I'm like, why? He's got Zol in his name. So let's ask him Zol. And he said he doesn't smoke Zol. And he gave me a profound thing. And he was giving me a profound explanation. And I said, pause. I will ask you on the podcast why he doesn't dabble in Zol.
Okay.
Because he's such a thinker. And
who are not allowed to touch Zol at all. And this is what our grandmother used to tell us about our specific Dlamini. Because kunabo sibal khulu, kunabo nkosi, kunabo chama kasichato.
Okay.
Kunabo abo Dlamini, abo chabo mbeki, umbeki, umlambo ka uwe, lwa uwele zinkonja, no bas papa pezu.
That's my thing. Hey, mzizi pofane lwa angelwele. Mzizi pofane lwa angelwele, ziwala pezulu. That's my thing, bro. Are you for real? That's my thing.
Yes.
Pendula, what Pendula sees in Bofani Lang and Aluela, Lunas and Conjoja, and Lopas Waters, Papa Pezul.
Yes.
That's my thing.
Tabon Beggy's people.
Fuck!
No wonder!
No wonder!
Fuck!
That's my thing!
So, Itango!
That's my thing, bro!
Yeah, Itango,
I literally sadly found that out at my mom's funeral. Because my mom was never married, Pendua, and they kept on saying this thing. I was like, wow, it's so fascinating. That's my family, bro.
So your people got their 16 powers too.
We now still like, I dated two Gamini ladies, right?
Yeah.
You dated your cousins?
How?
And I don't want to lie. I want to say their names, but two Gamini, and those were one of the best relationships I ever had.
So, not with your sisters.
And I always said, I've got a thing for Gamini. Oh, auntie.
About Mini.
That is why nowadays,
that Gamini is the other one. The one you mentioned is not our one, that one.
No.
Wow,
nowadays,
bro.
When we date women, we really need to Google them. Like,
bro.
Really get down to surnames.
Bro.
Before pillow talk, so that we know who to skip on.
Why?
Yeah?
Why?
Because we keep it fun again. What's up? I mean, the surnames are all mixed up. We're all mad.
Zola.
Zola. So you wouldn't know.
Zola.
Yes.
You.
Oh, ne. Incest, man.
You
inbreed you.
I am Baspatisal. And there's one, she has so no, she never felt pregnant. No, for real. For real. True story.
Give me the one.
There's one.
No, for real.
I can't answer because now I'm gonna.
Oh, Mbali.
Okay, so we'll get into the question of why you don't smoke weed.
Yes.
Ish, that can see.
About Dlamini abafani. Abanyabo Dlamini bayibhema, abanyabo Dlamini abayibhemi. Plus ngine glaucoma ngikhula nayo. So I've always been accused of ukuthi ngibhema insango ziyangishela because mina mehla bomvu and they can get very irritated.
And this glaucoma, it's a condition of the eyes.
Yes, and then ngihlala da angazi laba elungu bafika nini nale ihlahla lapha la ngihlala ku. But ziphala ihlahla leza amajakaranda. So I have a season la my eyes just go mad. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And then like, so, I was like, azimishele fana. So yeah, it's a condition. But inzangu umntwana omncane mayiphethwe isifuba ngesiZulu uyabhenyiswa kancane yona.
Wow. Okay.
And the same time ayinomkhuhlano heavy iyabiliswa aphuziswe yona. So this whole trend thing yenzeka manje not hemp can do this and stuff. Dala ichuna riding just that manje it's being commercialized and it's looking funky, but it's always been there. Ingamla azange benefited from insango, so they would never make it legal. Azange benefited from mkombothi, so they never make it
legal. Oh man.
Yeah. In a commercial sense.
Because technically mkombothi should be a fridge.
Now back to the sisters you were shaking.
I love them though. I wasn't just shaking. I saw them. They were my girlfriends. I love them.
Remember, you're a new man now.
That's when you're a new man. Yes. But I'm 36 now. I've been 25. I've been 24. 27.
Yeah.
28.
Yeah.
23. 21. Mm. I've had a life, guys. Mm. So, yeah, we can discuss it. Yeah.
I said, call it.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
does the committee agree?
Yeah, we forgive.
Yes. I didn't know. Like, so I shouldn't be telling you,
yes.
But you, hey man.
Where do you go to find out that stuff, bro?
He reads, bro.
I read. I have an advantage. I've got a huge family up at KZN. My grandfather was actually very open information. He parted everything that we needed to know. Before Avaim.
So you got a family tree?
A mad family tree.
Let's hear your family tree, man.
Yo. So Kulumane Skelane, Skulume MC, Ipomoroy, Skulume Newcastle, Matate, Sikulume, Ematimatolo, Etulini, Emma Bonvini, Wako Pasha, Gwandugende, Wakezubuso, Emma Respeki. Those are the people that I know good exist out there. Some I know, some I'm here to meet. Like Wandram, I've never met my biological aunt. I know what Samuel Kesubuso and my respect. So I'm gonna drive one of these days and see her. I've already found my grandfather's grave, but my father's father.
Yes.
And then it trickles down to all of us and then it passes down to Ingosi, don't be a problem because now I know how to slaughter, I know how to do imbelego and all of those things. It's complicated and very expensive.
What's imbelego?
Good question.
Imbelego is when it's done roughly around about 1 year. Umntwana mayiqe tukzalwa, whereby you slaughter a goat for yena, and then you cut inwele zakhe for the first time, which of course we as shisa lapana emlilweni, and then lombuzi yadliwa. Then inyongo yakhona ihlanganisa namavovo bese uyathela umntwana ngayo bese uchela ngayo ejardini. But literally, imbelego is that thing you used to carry a baby with.
Mm-hmm.
So in the olden days, they used to make it ngesikhumba, which makes sense why they would call it imbelego.
Huh.
Yes. Then later on, Tomazana Mayakula, then went to Memulo.
Mm-hmm.
But Memulo, there's other things like Nomho, it's a list of things.
Huh.
So that's when then it becomes easy for Josie guys to know, for an example, Uti, is that girl really her surname or not?
Mm.
Does she have another dad? Is her dad really her dad?
Mm-hmm.
So all of those things there, because finally there's a Kulunyom Samo, then you get clear because it becomes a mess if you have a child with her and then next thing you want to get married and then the uncles on this side are like on some nah, but the other people are cousins.
Oh.
It becomes complicated.
You saying?
I wasn't saying anything, but don't, like, is it an irony or coincidence that imbelego sounds like umbilical cord?
No, I'm being serious.
No, it's so umbilical. There's no way it's just an irony or coincidence.
Yeah.
Because yeah, it's so umbilical, imbelego. It's so crazy.
But I need all mankind came from Africa.
Hence, I'm saying it's so crazy. It can't be a coincidence.
That's why when you move further up, you'll find the Ute Egypt, they call the crocodile Gwena.
Do they?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like Zulu. So, like Izulu. The sky.
Yeah.
And in Tanzania still. And in a lot of Moses language, Shona, there's a lot of words that are derived, like, from Zulu.
Where do the vendors, where do we come from? The vendors.
Yeah?
The vendors.
I don't know, my man. Man, there's only one thing I know. For a Zulu to be successful, you need a vendor on your corner. Otherwise, I win down. So can you be friend of mine? Can you be friend of mine? I need you on my corner. I know this. More than I'm friend of mine, I'm caught up fine.
So win down. So you need Mlomonda.
Yeah.
Inda.
Yeah.
So your musical gift, is that from your forefathers?
Definitely from the forefathers.
Because I'm singing, are they? You're a singer.
Everybody who considers themselves an artist has some kind of a spiritual gift. And they are usually very observant. Like, for example, when I spoke to my microphone last year, we're projecting sound waves. Into people's apartments, wherever they are.
Their private spaces. Yes,
their private spaces, because they allow us to do that.
Spaces so that it make love in, make babies in. We go there.
Damn, chill. Hey, it was cold, man.
I'm just accentuating what you're saying. Like,
soul will go into people's spaces, private rooms.
Yes.
Our voices go there.
Yes.
Into where they feed their kids, where they consummate, do serious things.
Yeah. So we are. Hey, now shaman yama kama khrot man.
Yeah, consummate.
Ah, pela mzola ufundile. Nyakutrusta.
So, like, apparently we're talking about hip hop, and the argument was like, what is hip hop?
Mm-hmm.
I see people doing graffiti. I have a heavy background in hip hop. That's hip hop.
Oh, shout out! It's celebrate 50 years, eh?
Yeah,
50 years.
And to mention, Uzola, walking apparently, Emil, I don't know if he's still in that house. He's got graffiti of Steve Biko, his house.
Yeah,
I used to drive the past a lot just to see his house. You know,
beautiful.
He's got graffiti of leaders Steve Biko there and there. So what I was about to say was, before he continues, was I was telling him that, bro, you're one of the guys who put lyricism into Ikwaito, because before a verse was a catchy phrase and the chorus was the chorus and that's the song. But he, honestly, before him, there was no one.
What are you saying about Mdu?
Mdu didn't have the lyricism. Mdu is a producer. Mdu is Kamsa. What Kamsa the Small is today, Mdu is Kamsa the Small. He's a producer. He's not a lyricist.
Okay.
And Ngamcha and I live. A lyricist. He's a producer. Mdu is a musical genius.
Yes.
Then came a lyricist in Kwaito that was always needed. And Zola was one of the first. Mm. And I can tell that he read a lot and has a lot of hip-hop background in his music.
Tupac vibes.
Then that's when he asked me, what is hip-hop? Mm. And I said, I don't know, but I can tell what hip-hop did to me. All the puns people hear and stuff, it's from a hip-hop background, which is funny. That guy did a whole documentary on battle rap. One of the best battle rappers in South Africa said, the person who changed my life, Enzo, the person who changed my life is Sol Panduga.
Wow.
Because I got to school and I battled Chris NTB. But I was all about hip hop. Mm. You know what I mean? And I didn't even school him or mentor him, but him being around me changed his view on what hip hop is. And so to me, hip hop changed my life, and he asked me, what is hip hop? Mm-hmm. So that's what I wanted to ask him before he explained hip hop to him.
Is it when you go to back to the city?
Shout
Osmic.
Out to Osmic. Shout out
to Afika Ele and watch them while they're still preparing and spraying and stuff. People, banama stalls lapayana, balungisi kaulo, kunempahla, somebody's doing art there. That's all hip hop. There's poetry, there's lyrics, there's clothing, there's dance, it's conversation, it's all of that. It's a lot of things. That's why a lot of kids, my parents, Abba understand it, because they are hip hop. So when you're trying to explain this as a kid to your mom, they don't get you. Until one day you end up in a studio and you come back and you prove it to your mom at age 14, this is what I do, this is my world, this is what I belong in. I mean, I will always be a Soweto. I'll always be mdana kona. But ngesizulu bathi kubambe zinge lawo ngeke udubule inyoni esekhejini. I had to get out. That's hip hop.
Mm.
I had to find other people other races and other cultures so that I can become complete myself. I mean, langhlala khona manje ayashisa. Nama Muslim enza into zawo. So now I gotta do my things. Yeah. That's keep on.
No, for real. I've been looking at Anglicans, by she set up that thing that they and then us black people are born again now, as she see, we're doing all these things. But white people actually do these things, these rituals that we started and did.
Because the reason why I'm asking you that, I listen to a young stunner. Do you know Young Stunner? And I listen to his lyrics. I'm like, he's so young. But the shit he's saying, it's like, there's no way this is him,
beyond
bro.
What he's gifted beyond.
But remember Pro Kid when he was young? Same story. He could put anybody to bed any given time. And manje go to Slaghe, it's quiet. Because I'm on that draw work pela and I bleed. And I just drive off. I'm like...
It's because of piano. Piano is here.
Let the piano be, Baba. But every generation has got a story. But yeah, not we told ours.
Because within piano, there's Young Stunner who used to be a rapper and he came from that school of hip-hop. So there's hip-hop with elements of it and traces of it within piano. A lot of the piano guys who sing on piano were rappers before.
Yeah.
A lot of guys who make piano beats were hip-hop makers.
And most of them
make hip-hop beats.
From church as well.
Yes.
Like what's his name? Mass Music.
All of them. All of them are from Chikabuza. All of them play piano. Sunduini. Like, that's where they learn the theory of piano. Like the actual instrument.
The Val hip-hop is sick. They I featured one. They've got their whole own thing happening at Ival, hip hop scene, which I feel Uti somebody should make noise about it. So I took Oiwani Amfara and Ambenya just to prove Uti there's a world that exists and Abanta by bone. I'm told. And I always tell this boy, Mabasa Gimi, okay, fine. Now, so you're done with your English song. So, but what are you? Umsutu, umzulu, or umxhosa? And they're like, no, umxhosa. I'm like, okay, ngai 16 ngesixhosa. I need to. And then I'm like, do you have any idea how nice you sound and how convincing you are ngesixhosa sakin? I'm not saying don't do this, but ngai ngesixhosa. Because I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Zulu. Light Zulu, Kasi Zulu, and really hardcore Zulu. So Lendwana, they know how to ram a suit and stuff. They just, they're not sure. Problem.
But Pro Kid laid out the blueprint. He laid it out. Pro that Kid. You can hit a metaphor, a pun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Pro Kid. Like, he set up that. And I thought after him, there would be more. And there was Questa, a lot of kids. So it's sad that there's kids who still... Don't but embrace that side.
What was the climate when you did Mvembe? What was going on?
Yeah.
Like, in music-wise, that time?
Nigga, I was hungry.
Yeah.
Rain was due.
People thought I was hot with a six-pack. I was bloody hungry. I just needed lunch to feed me. Fuck that! Fuck that! But here you are, here we are on TV, Ulana. Hey, my daughter, now sis Brenda Lapana, everybody's here. Now Lebu Matosa, like, wow, it's finally happening. But, you know, like most things that have happened in my life before that, I'm probably expecting somebody to say, Vogue's Colwin. And it's a dream. And there it is, it's happening. And then all of a sudden, now I'm considered among the best lyricists in South Africa, and I'm traveling all of these places. Has it come up really passless scale? Levi, I don't know who she is to be specific. Who said Lumenga Panther because Agnamare Otungene that I didn't be serious. I want to suit to a metric dance, and you know for a fact, which your 21st is coming, but there's not going to be a 21st birthday party. I'm from that life. And so all of a sudden, I can take all my cousins to Varsity. First album, I can do my 21st for all of them. You know, I've got varsity graduates all of a sudden. I'm gonna jump a stick. Hey, I'm gonna make a huge So it's all of those things that are happening with the first album. And I'm looking good on the street. They were all pre-owned cars. I look fine, I got a brand new 300Z Hemi. Wow. All the other ones, I just knew how to make them look nice. Because and all of them basically within the first album. I think that's very important for South Africa to know.
How are you guys making money? at the time? Because now it's streams and whatnot.
Your album cover?
Right. So let me see. Oh, final. Not the waters of immortality. No, no, no. Never refused to be kissed. Stumbling stallion that never refused.
Now you're scanned, I'm fine.
Please, take me home.
By the way, to give context, I did our album cover on Canva, and so has been having
on Canva. Also, you just accepted
such a beautiful album and an injustice of an album cover.
No, he did it on Canva. He made it that thing on Canva.
No, but it's fine. Continue.
Go on, Bramzolisto.
It's put DJ Fresh, ne? Beganga must figure we
industry.
We industry. Because you couldn't be a skinny DJ. But I'm a crate, if you were a DJ, you were even in a crate. Named one as I was that run around. So you needed to be like a DJ Fresh. They're kubutu from a kanda non-stop la payad. You know, fast song after song. So it started that. But the vinyls were bought in Zimbabwe and.
Wow.
And Holland, I think.
Mm.
So before Stropy album, you need like 5,000 vinyls and give them all to DJs. Need about 5,000 cassettes, give them all to DJs. Basekasi, then Gwangena ma city. So and then there was, I don't know what happened. There was a culture of I'm a poster. So they'd give you a packing I'm a poster, and you would sign practically the whole day I'm a poster and give them to people. So. There's a lot of work involved with the first album back in those days. You're just literally traveling to go and sign up posters. Thank God, back then, this thing called a selfie doesn't exist. Hallelujah!
Are you traumatized by selfies now?
Yeah. Hey. And then we have to shoot him out here. We have fire.
Hey.
Oh, okay. Make so cold.
Oh.
Go on, go. The human touch is gone. As Kulumang. But there was that. And then you have to go to. SABC would make us shoot a lot of episodes. And then they would send us out into the country and say, okay, fine, you guys want to travel the country because people need to see you and touch you and feel you. Like the real you go to Mundo Pilar.
Yeah.
Not on the phone. Not the phone celebrity kind of a thing. So that required a lot of work and it required a shitload of breakups.
And there's so many phony celebrities now.
Hey, it's their era. Ay, man,
So you were making money via gigs?
Yeah, gigs.
And the CDs were selling as well?
The boots. Konja yini ponet or put in? Which one is real? They were always, I've always got drunk. They were always full of vinyls and cassettes. So wherever you go, you just have stogo sako leso to sell to people and then get that man. So on a floppy petrol, I bet then you drink like a keeper for a full tank. Yeah. And then there's companies that are dressing us. Like, okay, fine. Okay, so it is cool man now because he seems to be interested in certain boots. He does not seem to be wearing certain techies that are associated with Kwaito. Young dog. So those companies, so mau promo no munto to me, however they dress, don't be fooled by the fact that maybe they bought those clothes.
Sure.
Or whatever they're drinking, you think that they bought it. No, it's not necessarily. Ungafikela uzobhaya ibhodlela lana uzozixina. Ngithola thina into lesizithola mahala enezibhaya. So it was also that then the basic traveling and knowing the country.
Thola mahala le.
Shy mfana.
Yeah, she's.
And then knowing the country for the first time, Jay, which is Kipan in South Africa.
So CD sales, Imdlambe, how much did it sell? Let's do calculations. Yeah.
Think I'm a number out.
How much did Mdlembe sell?
It's 083-988-591.
Oh, you're a lance. Go, sir.
Go,
Yes, yeah. You had a glance at Lance's numbers there. Curse, yeah. No.
I still know it by heart.
No, man, I seriously want to know how much you guys were making, man. Okay, so.
All I know, Guti, Usis Brenda, my dropper, everybody will just have to back off.
So, okay. You don't want to tell us how much Mzembe sold?
It's still selling, so I don't know.
Okay, let's do Sis Brenda then. So Sis Brenda drops, how much units would she do in a week? A week, how much?
So 300, 350.
Okay, 350,000, okay, yeah. Yeah. All right, cool. Let's do 350,000.
Already there, that's a lot.
Times by how much is one album?
Back then, five tag.
50 times by 50, okay.
Or how much is the label selling it to the reseller? Because when we get it at Music Warehouse or Music, it's already marked up. So how much?
That's 17.5 million. Mm.
Probably.
Oh, in the first week? Mm. Oh my goodness.
Lots of money.
You guys
labels.
Were making money.
Record labels were making
Bro,
money.
Bro, do you know how much you need streams now to make a million?
Oh, it's...
Streams.
But that money went to China because the Chinese came. They were the first people to sell straight up on the street in a Tafula Ganje, bootleg stuff, and they couldn't be arrested.
Mm.
17 million, 1 week.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So, like Nyatuga, when I hear 2-3 years back, some of the greatest musicians in this country saying Guti, they broke.
Mm.
Like, one particular lady that we had in every car, every mkuku, everywhere, and then you hear Uguti.
In the Sahara, though.
She's broke. I zang is a yenze sense again. In fact, samangala song because we thought Uguti Lomdana is bowling.
So then, how much are you booking for gigs? How much are you charging at the time?
Now, I'm
saying at that time.
Back then,
yeah.
Back then, there were a lot of funny things because you didn't really know. Sometimes you'd have a fight with an organizer and then the organizer would say something like, yeah, for somebody I'm paying 60,000.
Oh, yeah,
how dare you arrive late, Lana? Yeah.
He mentioned it. That's how you found out your
fee. That's how I found out
your fee. In the first interview.
That's just one kick. But konama kike government, koni corporate, konama kike machita.
Different
rates. Our fan. I say, I'm a bela. I'm using Jazam, what are you mad?
Yeah. What do you think about the industry now? From your eyes, what are you seeing?
Okay, first of all, I think the public needs to be honest. Let's try to buy music honest or straight. But the public no longer knows where to find that music because most of these companies that we're selling have ever since closed down. I'm told. So I want to buy a stream and stuff, but CD for real.
Yeah.
If I got a cassette, just ban, I'd like to just keep it in the frame maybe one day. People no longer know where to find those things. So then eventually music or fake then literally took over South Africa.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Then it became very difficult for us to. So by the time the artist really broke and stuff, you know, we're just chilling then thinking, this person buying this week should be sitting on 20 million. Next week should have been 40 million, but now I'm about to broke.
Yeah.
Or repossessing motor and stuff. That's how bad it gets. Like, whereby next thing, sheriff, sega kuluma nge kari yako, sega kuluma nge kari yako.
Jesus.
And then people laugh about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a serious business. And also, the fact, Uguti, I'm not going to necessarily spend that money game. Young told, I might decide, let me spend 10 million there and solve that problem.
Mm.
Or maybe commission that Zola 7. So traditionally, some of that money has to go back to the communities that we come from. So kufana nokuthi blenya wen most of the time.
But how do you know how to handle the money? Because we make us, now all of a sudden, 10 million a week.
I can't even pay some of my money. I'll know how to handle it.
So you were clever with your money?
Yes.
From the start?
I tried. Mm. I made a few mistakes now. You know, I tried. There were things I wanted.
You are human, bro. You're human. At the end of the day, you're human, bro.
The SIM card deal, what was the deal there?
Yo.
That was revolutionary, by the way.
Oh, the SIM card.
The SIM card.
You started the SIM card. I've never seen something like that.
The SIM card deal was absolutely amazing because what we gave the first ones for free to the public. And then we decided ukuthi sibhuke ama artist wonke across the country. And then we decided to travel with them and pay them well and pay them direct. So it was very difficult for us to pay a record label. We wanted to pay ama artist direct. And then we did a lot of projects in the communities that we're associated with.
Bro, at the height of your career, how famous were you, man? Like Zola. I don't think we've ever had anyone as famous Zola. As you, bro. How famous were you, Crossfire?
You made like, a cop. Make famous. You made the crossfire. You put them on.
It's like, how high was the cross?
Yo.
Best eye view. But yeah, it was. But you see, like, you could walk a Yovel. You could walk a Times Square. With no problems. Nowadays, I don't know whether it's crime or other things, but you literally, it would be very difficult to say, Nyawoka, Nseyovel.
When's that new phone?
Remember Zwai.
Yeah.
Even about Zwai, remember they said they were at Rocky Street in Yeovil.
Yes.
They just walk. Yeah, they could.
They were not Zola 7.
Selfies. It was not the age of selfies.
I found it.
Your crossfire.
Yeah.
Hey, he found it.
I knew that car from you.
Yes.
People were like, what's all the hammer crossfire? I'm like, what the fuck is a crossfire? And I saw it. It's this Chrysler that's hatchback and arched at the back. And I'm like, yo.
No, but
the whole idea was to give it to one person. And
please.
I shook hands with the gentleman who won it. And I said, if you want to get rid of it, get it back to me. So he called me last week after all these years.
Wow.
Zola 7. This is your crossfire now.
The exact one.
Wow.
Zola 7.
So this guy who won it.
Yes, that's the guy who won it.
Zola 7.
Wow, man. Because you made this car famous. The crossfire. We don't know.
What family is Patalan?
You didn't answer my question, bro.
Yes, sir.
I want to know, bro. Like, I don't think there's ever been a celebrity that has been as famous as you when you were dropping.
You are the definition of superstar,
bro.
Yeah.
Bro. I just want to understand what it was like for you at that time,
at the peak of superstardom.
I wanted more. There's Zoom Music and there's television and there's clothing, there's a documentary, and then next thing I'm producing, next thing I'm executive producing. And I want to see how far you can stretch yourself as a person within the same industry that you are in. And all of these things need serious financing. And you need people who went to school for those things. Ma also shoot production, you need everybody who went to where after. Basically to join you. You need an accountant, you need a lawyer. So there's a lot of people you need to pay just to have that one dream. And that also requires a great deal of being brave if you want to do things that haven't been done before.
So at no point you'd wake up and be like, I'm the fucking shit.
Yeah, you do that alone in the shower. When you say that, you say that. But in the public, it's like it's scary in the public. You know? How people talk to you. It's scary even when I still look ganje and look at 25,000 people before I get on stage. And I'm like, how the hell am I gonna do this? It's very scary. So Angas Nomo Shumakana who said you need to be afraid of your craft if you're gonna master it.
Bro, it's like Road to 1 Million.
Yeah.
When you go to the stage, it's like, there's 8,000 people that are just watching you. It's just like, what the fuck have I done?
Why am I here?
I shouldn't be here.
At that time, when you were big, there was not another Zola you could call to say, how do I navigate this?
Bro, you're all on your own.
What do you mean, where? Heard I'm fine. What do you mean, where?
No, I'm saying, Uti, when you were...
Talk to me in past tense when I'm fine.
No, I'm saying... No, I'm saying at that time, you can't call another Zola.
There's no reference.
There's no reference. You're the first.
Going on uncharted grounds.
Yes. Yo. Yeah, but I mean, South Africa, we're getting in touch really with being black, this whole concept of being free, all of these things are happening at once. South Africa is trusting you to go and talk to their youth, and yet yourself, you are young yourself. And they're giving you a chance to it's all scary and it's all extremely big. Especially Zola 7. I feel Uguti, we should have maybe every 6 months all of us go for counseling.
Yeah.
It was emotionally passionate.
Wait. You didn't have counseling?
No.
Because you're dealing with people's baggage. Like literally, Mac, he's not on social media. I'm on.
Mm-hmm.
Every day you're hearing someone telling you that Angna Gies.
Yes.
Angna next. Angna next. And the thing is, you can't help everyone because you will be left with nothing. I can't send $300 to everyone for electricity. Now you're dealing with that and you're not getting counseling. You're inundated with people's problems. They're all putting them on your laps and on your shoulders. You didn't get counseling?
No. We didn't get counseling. It was just You were happy if you ended up in a chalet somewhere. Nakona see a shooter, you just in some reserve somewhere. Maybe you've got one day of just chilling namachita and reflect. But I really, really feel Uguti, there's a lot of people in this industry who should go for some kind of counseling.
Mm.
Be they musicians or TV presenters or radio and stuff.
It's needed. It's a requirement.
Talk to him.
I'm sure. No, it makes you someone. There's no ways.
What is Angoma?
Go consult as well as we'll send you the address.
So, yeah, it can be emotionally. Tataka was emotionally bashing. Because da utilanga mahlazo kuphela.
Bro.
You
bro.
There are things we cannot show on TV.
Mm. Yeah.
We need to sometimes we'll give you 10%. Aye man.
Answer. Uban.
What happened?
Oh, wifey.
Oh, the one who didn't see the picture.
Eh, enda what mean? Kunjani mama?
Fake it, let's speak.
Kunjani mama?
Baby.
Yes, baby.
Hi.
All right.
Umek chino, babe.
Hey, man. You sound like you got a good wife.
Hey,
she sounds hardcore
Zulu. Glad, Lisa. Ungazu khulume ezinye izinto, Nunu. Ungazulahle lapha. Hey, wena. Hey. It's hello, Uchigela the man. Yeah,
someone a mama.
Hey, when I said, what's that, man?
What's it, baby?
Nyapila ma unjan. You know, you sound like something like, you can hear that his well read is traditional. You sound like the perfect African wife.
Oh,
like exactly. You see, you've just hit every man. Right now, you've hit every man in his heart, in his most sensitive spot. And yeah, you sound like the woman for Zola.
I try to be
over. No, he raises you. Like when he spoke about you and he said, what he said, there was nothing wrong with him. He just eventually found the one.
Mm.
So you're the... You know, the cure, the antidote.
What
does it mean?
Yeah, no, mama. Yeah, you sound amazing. He's a lucky man.
Thank you so much.
He's a lucky, like, man. He is. And yeah. Yeah, nah. Guys, nibe happy, man. Nibe happy. I'm going to give him the phone now. Listen to that. Oh. Listen to that.
Wait, he said he's eating you. Is that true? He said he's eating you.
Baby. Baby. Make you tell a combo is a chung away this month. It's a grand effect.
Kulega, tell
me. Yeah, Myers.
Tag him, Mac. Okay. Ah.
It looks 7 again.
Bro, no. Hey, sorry. Sabana man, oh. Whoa. Wait, where did Zola find you?
That's why I was funela,
Jimmy. Yeah?
Pardon? Sorry, I must
dead. Where did Zola meet you? Okay, Tole.
By my mind.
That is so. Kakuna so scared.
Fuck,
I've.
Melanopea
ngasem mnambi,
tiyabo.
Yabo?
Mnambi. By mnambi
te. Sorry.
Oh, mnambi. I'm so listo.
Bye-bye.
You are. I have a good one, Zola. Hey, Zola.
No. I'm supposed to be hard calling. I tune dating.
No, it's a tune. I have a good one, man.
Let's want to see the soft side of me. Fuck that. I'm crying, hey, Nina. Hey. Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey. Hey. Hey. Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey. Hey. Hey.
Hey. Let's talk about the documentary, man. Sunday. 6 p.m. What can people look forward to, man?
Yeah. Let the public be the judge of it. Mm. Because man is paisa.
Enzo, please give the mic to Enzo. Enzo, please explain to us how you get a deal like that with SABC. Because a lot of people are doing documentaries now, eh?
A lot.
The Kalawa one just dropped as well.
What doggies?
Are we on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, what's up? What's up?
Yeah.
Hey, I've been wanting to say this the whole life. You can tell.
Yo.
He's a
star. I'm on podcast and chill. What's up?
Are we on? This is his entire life. Looked up in this moment. Are we on?
Yeah, what's up? As black creatives, it's important to understand how do we navigate, how do we get a documentary on SABC, bro?
Yeah. There's different ways to get a documentary on SABC. Number one, you can write a proposal for them to commission it. So you come up with your concept, a synopsis, duration. If it's a docuseries, you say the amount of episodes that you have. You pitch it to them. If they like it, they commission it, right? Or you can use your cameras or partner up with a production company, shoot it yourself, and then you also go there and you say, I've done a documentary, it's this length, are you guys interested? Then obviously they've got a channel views it. If they're interested, they come back to you and they say, we're interested in licensing the Podcast and Chill documentary. Mm. Here's a licensing fee. Are you happy? If you're happy with the fee, then you license it. Mm. But I personally prefer the licensing route as opposed to the commissioning route. Because commissioning, and a lot of people don't understand it, it means the channel owns it.
Oh.
You get what I mean?
And we don't want that.
Yes, you know, they'll give you...
You don't have ownership.
Yeah, they'll give you a nice check. You know, they'll give you a nice check. Here's your million. But that means that Podcast and Chill documentary...
So you can't take it to Netflix?
Yes, they can take it to Netflix. And I mean, I was having a conversation with Zola the other day. He shot Izo Imagine in 1999.
Yo!
Right? Shit. And Netflix just took... licensed it to SABC, just licensed it to Netflix.
Okay.
He didn't even get a call, or he might not even make a cent.
Yeah,
but that is the disadvantage of commissioning, right? But that's why I choose the licensing route. Because licensing, we shoot it ourselves. Right now, we've partnered with Kuluva Entertainment. You know what I mean? He owns half of the documentary.
Wow.
So that means even in 50 years' time, Zola's grandkids, Enzo's grandkids are going to be living or eating off of this product. Mm. And I've done the same thing with other artists as well. You know, the likes of Brown Dash, the likes of Mapaputi, the Pro Kid Danki San documentary that we did in 2020. His daughter's literally going to be eating off that, even for generations to come.
Beautiful.
So licensing is empowering. And as black creatives, I would vouch for us to go the licensing route. It's not easy, I'll be honest. Okay. And even some industry guys tell me that, yo, Enzo, the route you took. Mm. We look at you from afar and we adore you, but it's not an easy one because that means you have to take up the load of shooting it. Mm. I mean, I hunted this man down for years. So when you ask me that, how long it took me, and as he said, you know, there was a time where he was not feeling well. Mm. We had to put things on hold a bit, you know, until he eventually felt like he's himself again. And then we had to continue with production. But that is the risk you take with licensing. But the reward is greater. And if you think future, and if you think generation, and if you think generational wealth, and you think ownership, I would vouch for the licensing route.
It's high risk, high reward.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. You have
Don't
to pay.
Be talking to these cats about money.
No, but we need to talk money.
No, don't.
We need to talk money. And as With black people, we shouldn't be afraid of talking about money.
We need to.
Yes.
We need to.
That's the important thing. Like, but I know Cabo Brown Dash. I know the whole family.
Wow, man.
I know Cabo Mendoza.
Hey, Dosi.
I know a couple bricks. Mm.
Hey.
And some people have passed on. So in the by intellectual property, is see my family is beneficial my families.
Mm.
Depending on my families, for an example, they know which door to knock on should I pass on.
Mm.
Do they even know what is Samro Iva?
Mm.
And all of those things are politics, that because the money that we make is supposed to be e trust fund. It's supposed to go on forever.
Mm.
So this is the route that we are taking, and it's hard.
Mm.
It's a very difficult route.
Some of the people that you guys have in the documentary, they've got KB, Mags, Hausa, Sea Life, Proverb, Miss Super, Rashid, Max Harper,
Rashid,
TTP, Lebza, Amu,
Amunition.
Yes. Oh, Amunition, yes. OG, yeah.
Yes. Yo.
You got PH Raw, Toady Mac, and DJ Lamonka.
Will somebody please put Mags in the studio?
Bro, how come we haven't had Mags?
We have, man. What are you talking about? We've had Mags. Which podcast are you watching?
Was I there?
Yeah.
Hey.
That's,
for real.
That's one rapper, yeah, Baba.
Yeah. Thank you, eh?
We need to hear more of Mags. Mags, wherever you are, Baba, you owe this country.
We need Mags. Come out of the cupboard, bro.
New cats, who you fucking with?
I'm Tavu Shovel.
Golden Shovel?
Yeah.
Golden Shovel. Yeah, from the vault. He's a rapper. I'm not even a hip hop boy.
I've got a song called Seven Colors. He's on it.
Golden Shovel is is an amazing rapper from way back.
Mm-hmm.
Is he better than Maglera Dope Boy?
Yes. He was part of Optical Illusion. Do you know who was in Optical Illusion?
They were his baby mama. Baby daddy.
No, that's Ba-ba-ba-ba, 1, 2, 1, 2, 2, 1, hot and stop. That's Cape Town guys and stuff.
I
forgot the name. Yeah. Cashless Society, yes. No, Golden Shovel was in the same group as Geno, who did YFM things.
Geno, Geno.
Yeah, you know what Geno come from? The name, Genocide. His name was Genocide. It was a rapper. They were part of a collective called Optical Illusion. Logic, Geno, Golden Shovel.
Wow.
And Battle Cat was the producer.
Yeah.
Hip hop.
He's cooking.
It improves your life.
Schooled in hip hop, eh?
No rapper, like proper. Yeah. So Golden Shovel, man. He never gets his flowers.
Found him.
Wow.
He's in a song called Seven Colors.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are we busy with, Khurtis?
And the album is done. But each time I wake up in the morning, there's another song that now is being born from the universe. I need to find the studio. So I don't know how many songs I have now. So what I wanted to do is that we're just going to have a couple of drinks. We're going to listen to all 60 of them and decide which ones go into the album.
Do you get songs from the ancestors? Like, you just put it and you don't even remember doing the song.
I just get on the microphone and I just rhyme, depending on the mood. It's usually, if we are feeling each other in the studio and the energy is good, that song will just arrive. And then we, which is good, we're saving trees. Lomfas lohana man. It's good.
Your turn.
It's good because we are saving trees. And then there are songs that we write, and sometimes I'll just take beats, like when I'm driving, say, to a Durban or a Musina, I'll just play those beats, repeat a Karini, and then I'll come with a song. There's a lot of amazing young producers, by the way. Young cats, unknown, which I think they're gonna pretty much have a status about us on about KB. It's on the way because we also need to give them the attention, because unfortunately in this country, going to Njobabengshilo, film school and music school has gone extremely expensive. So angas the internalis is ngayo ukuthi sizophela lapha mawuvula igate khona iwane mengaphandle lapha na kwami.
And do you write your lyrics, or it's just that's crazy.
They just show up. I'm sure Mang Pumala ngoba niya better. We forget Kate in Seng Nengo.
Please, everyone.
Ghost Lady, you got a question for Khurtis here?
You know what I was curious about? Zola, since you began, ubune your earrings, your choice of earrings. These are labeled ama hoops. What kept you uguti unga change your style till now?
These ones are from high school, by the way.
Yeah. Lao.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
yabona mongene Carlton Center kune tapes ezehlawe kanje ngapha kune nafnaf
nafnaf sayazi Carlton Center ngathi mina
yeah
hip hop wave
nafnaf yes on the side
yeah.
opposite the cinema.
Yeah, with the Dada Supreme outfits and the chain and clothes.
Anyway, my wife like ate a piece. There's an old Indian shop that's there that sells everything silver.
Wow.
Yes, that's where I used to get my earrings.
Wow.
Back in the days of high school. So I kept these. So ngesiZulu khona kuthiwa ukhekh antombazana. By way of this double amadlebe tabenda.
Yeah, la olenga.
Yes, or uyachambuza. So it's part very spiritual. Also we function better with certain metals. Copper, gold, platinum, silver, they gravitate us, which most people don't no longer know. This is a knowledge that is lost. So we need to wear bling. We have to. It's ancestral and it's very deep and it's very gravity based.
Damn,
yeah.
Okay, at that time I got no bling, I feel bad.
Oh, where's your Rolex? Oh, Rolex, my guy.
I mean, like, if you check all the pharaohs that have been exhumed, we don't know why. But they're all blinged up.
Americans.
Yes. Yeah. Americans. Bonke bagqoka ama chain. It's yeah, it's all round about gravity and who we are as a people.
But generally,
yeah.
We look down on things as in ukuthi abantu bamosha imali. That's how it's normally looked at.
That's how they sold it so that they're no longer black. They belong to abanye abantu. That's how they also sold the diamond ring, because the diamonds were not moving. So they made an ad that said diamonds are forever.
Mm.
And they, actually it was made in South Africa, that ad. Right. And then it started rolling all over the world.
No
and
way.
Then so you shouldn't be under pressure telling it Emmanuel Tenga later on. But that thing came as an ad.
Mm.
And
wedding band.
It came from South Africa, and the family that practically has a monopoly on diamonds all over the world is South African.
Yeah.
The Oppenheimers have like literally a monopoly. Because diamonds are not as rare as they're made to seem.
They're not.
They're just a product of very good marketing. Mm. And they marketed diamonds as something super rare. Mm. Diamonds are not rare. Mm. And they have a monopoly on them, the Oppenheimers. And that advert...
You can make them rare if you take them out of the market, as many as possible.
And that's what the then family make did. Them that's rare. Their business model, the Oppenheimers. Oh.
They do the same thing with milk, by the way.
Milk?
Whoa.
There's a shitload of milk in this country. But they make it rare.
Hmm.
Just for you.
Who are we then voting next year?
To look Chris. Yeah?
Who are we voting next year?
Bees.
That piece.
Voting. Who are we voting next year?
Next year.
Yeah.
I'm running, bro.
Zola Bad is running. Zola Bad is running.
Please say that's true.
My slogan is about the band.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm running next year. You know.
You lying, right?
I'm gonna patch it.
He's running. He's not lying.
When
he's
plan,
on his feet.
Oh, the 20 meters this he caught is going to run.
You'll never get 20 meters from Zizi and run against Zizi.
Zizi.
Listen, man, I meet a lot of piano cats. There's these guys, Amaroto. I met
Zuma.
Who's the other one? What's Zuma?
Riz Maklisa. Riz Maklisa.
Yeah, I met Riz. Mm-hmm. So I met a club there with Riz, and he's like, yo, bro, I really love the podcast and you need to do more interviews with, like, you know, we had just done a Mapaputi interview.
We need Spikiri.
Yeah, bro, with I the want old t-shirt legends, you're wearing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We need Spikiri.
Because it's like, it teaches
last
us
nail in the coffin.
Of what to do and what not to do.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So for young cats that are fucking shit up with piano, because piano has just gone global, bro, right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What advice would you give them?
Well, I mean, it's the same thing we've been talking about, Uguti. You know, careful of your intellectual property. No, Uguti, you own it, it's yours. But I feel this generation has got every right to tell their story. a bit of amapiano or required or chrome, you know, because we have a story. Everybody has a story to tell. There'll be something else after my piano. We don't know. No,
I'm
they should really, really, really take the business of amapiano serious. Because it's not just about dancing la payana and gyrating and there's the serious business of it. And if you don't do the serious business of la amapiano, somebody else will do it for you and that person will take the lion's share. So, abantu abangafuna ukugeleza esikolweni, funda ama notes. They can't be on TV, they can't be news readers, therefore they can't be famous. But people don't want to wake up at that time, then they can't be on radio.
Lian Manes, yeah. Window.
So they have to know, Guti, at the end of the day, we are businessmen and we do serious business. So if Bazoi owner completely, they have to know the business side of it as much as possible. It's safe to have abangani abama lawyer and abangani abama accountant and put them all together. Other things can get pro bono, but akso kula nje kuphela lapho kuvela a TV nokubele stage rock abantu. You'll get to a time where you have to know how much is a microwave, how much is a fridge, how much is a deep freezer, and I mean, I didn't know Mangfia would kuna grocery as a toilet. I didn't know.
Yay!
Kuna grocery as a toilet. Hello.
Mama Kyle.
Yes. They have to know. And one day you're going to wake up and say, I want to own a dog. And then you have to buy a house. But now you want to walk in the garden next thing like I do with 3 o'clock. So you need a puppy. But I got my puppy from Brown Dash, by the way. I'm Tatela, you know, because he was living in a townhouse.
Oh, for real?
And I already had a house. Mm. So I was on the Lutesh.
Yeah. Injaya.
Yeah, Injaya. So there's it can't be for now. It must last. It must last beyond. It must be able to stretch it. So abanga tumi manje, because this is their generation, and they for la abahlala phana ngakwambayazi, my gate is open. They come and they talk to me, and I tell them this. And bangibulala ngokesi, by the way, Tsotsiang. Studio Samsung Kawata. Yeah, Mara, we sit and we talk and we listen to. I listen to the ideas that they have. Wow. It's very important for somebody young to be. I think I'm saying this to abontanga bam nabenuya phezulu. Important for somebody young to be listened to. Because they're so full of energy. And if you don't help them to disperse it, they want to find other ways to disperse that energy. Enter the demon of drugs and other things. Very
crime,
important.
Yeah, hijacking us in the robots.
We need to listen to them. And also very important, Maushai Habli Babli. We keep it riding. Ufage yako. Le chole la sazi utibuya. Lo make bova. Bang insurance.
Peduka, you got a question? I've got one question and one suggestion. Bro, you have so much knowledge. You're a reservoir of knowledge. Like, start a podcast. Start a podcast.
Yeah.
Like, I would tune in.
Yeah, I would tune in.
You have so much. Like, there's so many fucking people starting podcasts who have nothing to tell us.
Mm.
Know what I mean?
Copycats.
Yeah.
Nothing. They just want to be Mac G. They're like, if Mac can do it, I could. He's fucking short. He's fucking putting fingerprints on his album cover. Yeah. I can do better. And then they start podcasts. Bro, you have so much knowledge. Like, you could do a book review alone. And I would listen to that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Please. Who, start
who's
a
listening
podcast.
To a Zola 7 podcast?
Like,
can you please start a podcast, bro? There's so many things you've never said in your lyrics that you need to just share.
There's no money, but mind. You know.
There's money eventually. They mustn't lie to you. There's so many things from your mind that the young black kid or the young kid who's open-minded just needs to hear. Please start a podcast.
I can
see
exclusive books already just, you know, jumping in.
Exclusive already. Bro, you're so knowledgeable and you... I mean,
book
to have quite a guy to have a Bambata song is like, what? Bambata? Bambata? Mm. And you're a quieto guy. You did that. So please start a podcast, man. Like, or something. You have so much value to still add.
Even the books that you mentioned.
I'm stressed.
The books you mentioned. End up on my children. Come on. No.
Where's the water, guys? I can see.
Yeah.
Give me the water.
So, yeah, shout out. But you didn't answer, like, my second thing. This is the question.
You didn't ask it.
You didn't answer. No, no, I did ask. You didn't answer. Exactly. Why your Dlamini doesn't smoke weed? Did he went on, I think we segued, but he didn't say exactly why you don't smoke weed.
You see, another thing is that Dlamini, about Koko and about Mkulu, when they tell you these things, sometimes they just don't feel like explaining. They just tell you, lento le ayenzi
what. Go away from it.
And if you want to go ahead and do it, it's about umhlole. True enough, two members of the family army who decided to go the marijuana way, things sound of like, went funky with them in the story of life.
Wow.
So ngensanga ngobathi mabekuthole ukundutshana uzoqhubeka nje ukundutshana. Mabekuthole iblomo ekhoneni uzoqhubeka nje insanga iqhubeka la ikuthole.
So you've never tried it, Fele? Awukazi uthint.
Obviously uzoyizama uma uyintwana ngithola. But now, like, I mean, guys now talk about ganja like they're talking about different types of brandy.
Yes,
doubted
your dopeness, like you're fucking great.
That you're not an imposter, you are who you are, you're amazing at it.
Shit. You have,
I need to be constantly told every now and then because I don't know. I need other people to tell me. Like you're talking about the podcast, I need you people to push me into that.
Wow.
You know, I talk about if we're now continuing shooting a documentary, he's pushing
me.
Yes.
We know what you mean.
Like we're talking, if we're going to shoot a documentary, I may as well be a series, 26 parts. We can't tell the story in
one part.
1 hour, and it wouldn't make sense. So I need to be pushed. But being sick, but so, okay, I'm good now. So we can go. So when do we start? Where's the money?
Fuck. It's not here. Let's call Zizi again.
40 meters. 40 meters.
You're going to be out here.
In no time, we'll be doing a 100 meter race with Zizi. 40 meters now. 40
you know, there's one thing Dineo Ranaga once told me. I'll never forget this, bro. She said, you'll never know how you make people feel.
How people experience you.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm getting that vibe with you. Like, you don't know how amazing you are.
Bruh, when I saw you, I was like, Zola.
If everybody could get out and watch themselves, if God gave us that option, we would know. In fact, if God gave us a window, if you could pop and watch 20 years and say, yo, you're in your old valley.
It didn't happen.
Yeah.
It's scary. It's scary.
Fuck. But you're amazing, man.
You guys, the importance here is that any senior presenter, man, anybody who watches you guys, right, at least now has an idea where they want to go or where the youth is going, regardless of where they come from, because you guys are the testimony of that. Nalabanda bahlela bancane phambi kweni ibhamu lezengizibekile ngizothi. So nani majita, you should pat yourselves on the back and say you're also doing these things for the youth and show them ukuthi mhlamba uyanga film school mhlamba imali yakho nayikho, but there are other ways of doing it and you can get this far until you get recognized internationally. So ni understand ukuthi for your generation, in a way you're doing what I'm also doing for your generation, because you are telling the youth ukuthi sila ngizothi. So maybe the next youth is gonna be la. So you're pushing them. So I'm a fan, by the way.
Love it, man. Let's go around the room here, man.
Yeah.
See them people.
Yeah. Please ask Zola 7 a question. How has he influenced you? What do you want to say to him, man? Let's give him his flowers, man.
I don't have a question. I just want to say that Zola 7 actually influenced how I think. You know, growing up, well, we used to watch Zola 7, the show. You know, and everyone had the dream to just write to Zola 7. Even though you didn't know what you want, but just Zola 7 being there and like, okay, yeah, Zola, I'm full and so on and so on and so. And seeing that changed the way I think, okay, it's possible for a black man from Ekasi to reach where Zola is and also give back to the people back home. Understand? So, yeah, that's the influence that he actually gave us.
Wow. Beautiful, man. Wow. Fat Checker doesn't know you, but I'm sure she's got a question. She's a 2000. She was born last week.
Damn, figuring out my kimbi.
Fat Checker, what do you want to say?
Well, I can't say I do not know him. I do remember the show Zola 7, but I think I was like a little kid, maybe about my 4 or 3 years. So I just knew that my parents liked it. That's it. And there was his SIM card at home with a little album, I think, attached to it. Yes. So I remember those things. But listening to what he had to say today, I'm really inspired. It's true. What Saul said, you need a podcast or a book. It's a few of us, mostly in this modern age, who get the insight that you have. I mean, you were speaking about the traditional concepts of imbelo, imbeleko, I'm sorry for saying it wrong, and uksoma and etc., right? We've never done those things. We do not know them. I don't know how to slaughter anything, and I'm about to be the next Rakgadi. I don't know what I'm going to do. So if there's someone who's...
Rakgadi?
Yes, like an aunt. And not that situation. So if we're given the platform to actually learn these things, because our parents have westernized us a lot.
Yeah.
Thinking that they're taking us out of poverty. They do not want to associate us with the way they grew up. So the white is right. And you are just showing us that learning these things are actually important. I mean, I don't even know how to pasha. And if something can happen to our oldest or our elder in the family,
is that vomiting?
Who's going to take?
I will.
Well, you see, technically you are baby. You're palaza. Yeah, technically a palaza. You're bringing out things, you're talking to your ancestors.
I'm coming from a young person's perspective. If you are to go for the route of having a book or a podcast, please do highlight on these things, because we don't know them. We are lost. The whole bling situation, we also don't know. It's my first time hearing it. And it's something that I'd like to like understand more of. But,
oh, beautiful. And you'll be the ghost lady.
Therefore, you're so young. Like, you see, I mean it. Yeah, she's right.
Give it to you. That's beautiful, man.
Yeah, because if there's anyone who's going to have these conversations, it's you, because you've got an understanding of them, deeply rooted understand. If there's anyone
just
who can
the
say,
surface.
Yeah, if there's anyone who can interview Isangoma, like let's say there's the best Isangoma in South Africa, if there's levels, it's you. I can trust with that. And I can still get you, and you'll ask the relevant questions and still understand you. It's you. And I think that's one of your callings. And you probably thought it's music, but your ancestors are probably laughing. Like, music is nothing. You did nothing with music. It's probably a podcast on talking about real things that affect real people and African spirituality. Because you're the one artist over quiet that I think I saw a video once after performing, and you're so emotionally overwhelmed backstage, you're probably crying.
A lot, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm. So you, the guy, and you probably think music is your calling, but maybe it's not. It was podcasting, believe it or not. Like, he thought radio was his calling. You know what I mean? It's podcasting. So you
wonder
probably,
why.
You're probably one of those guys, and I can have a safe bet and say you are, bro.
So he's a copycat.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Dudu, this is our producer, Dudu.
Yeah. Jeez. Huge fan. I'm very happy to have been in this moment with you, you know. I want to ask about a song that completely makes you emotional. For me, it's Umzayoni. And I want to find out what was happening for you to write Umzayoni, because every time I listen to that song, I'm just in a different, you know,
universe.
A different whole universe, exactly. So I just want to know what song but and also Mzayoni, what was happening in your life for you, Zola, the one that wrote Mdlwembe, to write Mzayoni?
There's a song called Downed by the River. Mm. It's so hectic, I can't listen to it. I don't know what it takes for me to listen to it, because I was kind of like having a conversation with my mom and my dad about missed conversations. And then talk to a kid when they're 14, the narrative is going to change when they are 20, and it's going to change when they are 25. And there will always be questions, and parents, if there are parents in this room, must always be prepared to answer. Standa singathandi.
Yes.
Mzayoni ngikhulele khona.
Okay.
Besibizi kankonzo kayiphumi.
Yeah, right.
Because we sound off from 9 o'clock until 5.
Yes.
Mzayoni. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
in offer that, that,
that too.
No, that's African Zion. Oh. Yeah, it's blue partly, and white. Yeah, it's partly Zion based.
I want you to go and check out a woman called Nefertiti.
Egyptian.
Yes.
Egyptian, yes.
Egyptian.
Yeah. And check out the Homa people. And you'll find out where the extensions come from. Because there's this story which they came Nabelu. Just find out what, that hairstyle you have in your head is actually a couple of thousands of years old.
Yes. True.
And
definitely.
No, no, it's not the fact that we are lost. It's just that the information is not there. So I know sometimes my own pochos and other in Wilson Liz, but basically, I was defender because it's story and stuff.
Yes.
As soon as was a story, then nobody can say a thing to you.
Right. Yeah. I mean, what you're talking about, the imagery of Egyptian people.
Yeah.
When you look at the artwork, there are people who are rocking hairstyles that are similar to what I have on. And someone is going to sit there and say, you were influenced by. But honestly, Egypt is in Africa. Yeah. So meaning this is an African hair.
You look Egyptian.
It's different.
Look at her nose. Let's be honest.
Though. What?
Dude, looks Egyptian.
No.
Am I like? Or am I tank?
No.
You do.
It's a striped horse, man. It's a striped horse talking.
Yeah, no. Thank you.
I'm sorry then.
And it was Uguti in makeup was worn first by African warriors before it was worn by women.
Zola, this knowledge, Zola, you've got so much.
Come on.
I mean, we could take go into that. It will take another 30 minutes.
So
I mean, full look back.
Yeah, right. It's not easy, bro. But I agree. You should start a podcast.
Bro.
And I know you already have a producer, but I'll co-produce that podcast. Definitely.
Zola, stop rapping.
What is fun, man?
Yeah.
I went on my.
Cruel. Hey, Tato. He just likes roadkill.
He just likes.
Come on,
fact check.
Come on,
not roadkill. He just likes fact checker.
I just wanna say.
yeah, clear your voice. I just wanna say yeah.
Oh, Meg, what's going on, Meg?
Speak. We're listening.
No, I just wanna say, Uchrotman Zola doesn't realize with how big he. He was a big inspiration to us, like the kids that grew up in the 90s. So, Hotman, I just want to say you were a big inspiration to us. We looked up to you, and we really appreciate your contribution to us. There's a lot that I can say about you, inspiring like young black kids from the townships. We really appreciate you, Khotman. I don't think you realize how big you were or how big you are in terms of like
roadkill.
I roadkill enjoyed it. You know, that one. Deliver your flowers, man. Deliver your flowers.
Yeah, Hotman, me, I just want to give you your flowers. I just want to say you are a big inspiration to every young kid who's growing up in the townships. We really appreciate you, Hotman Uzola. No one that doesn't know you, Utuba Uzola 7.
Zola.
You all know you, Utu Hotman Uzola 7.
Zola. He's a big inspiration to us young kids that grew up in the township.
Zola.
Me, a person as me, someone who grew up in the township, Ivory Park, I know your contribution, what it did to us as young kids who grew up in the
township. Zola. Zola. Thank you, Tata. Who's all?
Usman. I don't think he get the flower that he deserved.
Like, yeah,
Usman, Cho, who's inspired? Who's inspired?
Khurtiz, how's your son, man? The last podcast we did, you were talking about your son, man.
Oh, yes.
I need an IT, Puny. You know, that's all, man.
Ah, it's all a clue.
Pambata is an artist like me.
Listen, wow, so you rekindled
Pambata.
Yeah, Sizobona. Yeah, his name is Pambata.
Wow.
Sizobona, where he's going as the years go on. But like the, as it is, I think he actually to rock the country.
Yeah.
If he says ufuna ukuya NSA, hey, hey, hey.
The color.
I'm going to tell his pan go away.
Nah, you'll be right.
Are you aware that these schools don't exist in the hood?
No.
About NSA.
And that's where the raw source of talent is.
Yeah.
How come we don't have art schools in every township? Tembisa, Forslo, Katlehong.
Padzima.
How come there's no Padzima? There's no, for real, there's no art school and the art is in the black kid. It's like we're born with the art.
And then you
Mac
ask yourself.
I'm born with talent. You were born with the talent. Everyone in this room was born with a talent, and we're all from the township, and there's no fucking school.
What's
for
the then you ask talent? Yourself,
getting blowjob, nigga. What do you mean? He's got the perfect dick for blowjob. Sure, put some pure dick here. Put it here. Wendy will testify, man. In this podcast, it will go from stress to this lunacy of madness. What do I have to be? I was so nice.
You took us there.
You got me to Pornhub in no second. But you're right, man. Like, the talent, the rawness in the melanin we possess and the talent and the skills, yet we don't hone that. Our government is not geared to hone that. Even our government doesn't do shit.
Are you talking about blowjobs? What are you doing? The rawness.
Fuck you, nigga. Fuck you, nigga.
That's it. It's a way too much. You guys are not normal. Serious. It's a way too much. A white city, Adelaide. They have done a lot of disabilities. Ngazi im Philip Kushli kisepara. They have done a lot of disabilities. Ngazi sizwile Thobsenville. They have done a abangezwa krende madlebeni.
And that's sizwile marabelo.
That's it. That's it.
Oh, I didn't name the school. No, I did not name the school sizwile. I've done a abangezwa. That's that's a foul fuck I would name this. That's a foul motherfucker.
Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for the legend, okay. Zola 7.
Man, we love you, bro.
Podcast and chill, we out here, man. Bro. Boom.
Welcome to Black Excellences. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Bungo yig, even if when they ask you, how sabi yini, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.